Well, that music can only mean one thing. It's time for the High School Report, presented by Swetz Tire, serving you with all full automotive repair and a great selection of tires. Two locations, 451 Hogan Road, 358 State Street in Bangor, and by the first, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community, and by Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation. We welcome in Mark Kalman, as we do every Friday at this time. How are you doing today, Mark?
Good. How are you, Bruce?
I'm doing pretty well for an old guy, you know. I wish I was 20 years younger today because it's such a beautiful day. I would have gone for a much longer hike, but I'm hanging in.
Yeah, it's good. Good to hear that you're hanging in, and it is a beautiful day out there.
Well, I'm hoping that we get all of the games in this weekend that we need to get in because it's beautiful weather and doesn't look very good for next week. So does that present any particular challenges for the MPA these days?
It will, depending on when, you know, it's supposed to rain. I mean, they do have some flexibility. I mean, most of the soccer and field hockey matches are Tuesday and Wednesday, quarterfinals. But, you know, they can move them a little bit, but then the next round, the semifinals, are Friday and Saturday. So they not a lot of flexibility, but there's a little bit there to move things a day or two. But prelims in soccer field, there's no field hockey prelims in this area, but the soccer prelims start today and tomorrow.
So when we look around the landscape, what are you seeing as probably the key matchups in that are going to be brought about in the early rounds in the various sports?
Well, I think tonight at Cameron Stadium is a good Winslow and John Bapps girls 8-9 matchup. That should be interesting. I think the big thing, I think, especially in Class C, I think everybody's in girls and boys are expecting a certain matchup, but that could be derailed. I mean, in girls, MCI and Bucksport, the clear favorites, but Holton is also 14-0, and Central is also capable of beating some teams. Dexter's played with Central, you know, so there's other teams that can get in the mix. In boys, you know, Fort Kent and Washington Academy is considered to be the, you know, top two teams and the favorites, but Bucksport's also 14-0. So, you know, there's some interesting things there where, you know, people are expecting certain things, but there's other teams that are more than capable of changing that.
We're getting close to knowing where the football, how the standings in football are going to iron out. What are the any big surprise so far?
Well, actually, playoffs are starting tonight in eight-man small.
Oh, that's right.
Football. So I think that's the most interesting game, I think, of the weekend is happening tonight in Bucksport. And actually, Chris will be there covering. We don't have any broadcasts this weekend, but he will be covering Orono at Bucksport, and we'll have all the scores on our website. But I think that's a very intriguing matchup. And also in a regular season Class D game, Foxtrot at Freeport. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff in Freeport, and that's for basically number one seed in Class D as top two teams. Freeport's number one right now, and it's big for Foxtrot because a win they'll probably finish one. A loss they could be anywhere, you know, maybe third or fourth. So it's a big difference come playoff time.
Yeah, and I was looking in the Portland Press Herald today at the when they picked the games and noticed that there were very few people downstate that were giving Foxcroft the nod. They were all homers. They all deciding that Foxcroft can't get it. Everybody picked Freeport except Drew Bonifant and Travis Lasarchik. So I'm sure that's up on the bulletin board somewhere in Dover.
Well, maybe, but maybe our picks are on the bulletin board in Freeport because we were totally off. That we have 21 people picking, and I think it was 18-3 Foxcroft. I guess it depends on which area you're in, you know, and who picked what. But I guess both could have some board material there.
Well, I'm gonna tell you one thing too: never ever underestimate how much Foxcroft always wants to win at football. I know I've been on the losing end, not on the winning end, but on the losing end of that sometimes. So, good luck to the ponies.
The tradition there is definitely top notch. But that's gonna be a very good game. We had the Freeport game at Foxcroft last year. They have a lot of those players back. They're number one for a reason, but Foxcroft are the defending state champions too, so it's going to be quite a battle there, as I said, for the number one seed in Class D.
Now, one of the other things I wanted to ask you about is Class A football.
Yep.
We look around, there was a time when there were a lot of powerhouses in Class A. There were a lot of really good teams for all the different reasons we know, demographics, changes, and attitudes and like. and not as many big, huge, big squads. Has that advantaged any particular place over another?
I don't think so, not any particular place. Maybe. I mean, I guess Thornton's always, you know, there and always, no matter what. I mean, I don't know if it benefits them, though, because they've always been like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, but it could be a disadvantage to a team like Bangor, you know, and someone like that, because, you know, as strong as they were last year, you know, it's kind of, it's not a consistent flow right now and stuff. But, yeah, that's a tough question. But, I mean, I guess Thornton, but it's tough to say that because they've been good for so many years. It really doesn't matter how things are going. They're always near the top.
Yeah, and as we look around, you can look at the programs that had in the past been powerhouses, that now they don't have the kind of feeder programs they used to have. They're not getting the same number of kids coming out, and it changes the complexion. I mean, whoever thought we would have a small school and a large school eight-man football, you know?
Yeah, right. Who even probably five years ago would think Chevers would be in Class C and, you know, play eight-man last year and in Class C this year, you know? I mean, I don't know if it was 5 years ago, but not very long ago, they were a powerhouse of Class A.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Mark, if you had to pick one game to go to this weekend outside of anywhere, any sport, which one would you go to?
Probably Orto Bucksport. Or Foxcroft Freeport. Those two football games. You know, the soccer right now is in the prelim round, but you know that's going to get good really really quick too. There's, you know, there's going to be some good games there too. You know, Brewer and Bangor boys finished 6-7. You know, Tuesday they'll have Brewer at Brunswick would be good. But I'd say for tonight, that probably Orno Bucksport, and we do have Chris there, so that we do have that covered. But or Foxcroft Freeport, which I'll be monitoring too and keeping updates on.
Yeah, Bucksport always has a great atmosphere for playing football. The Golden Bucks turn out the fans, as a friend of mine used to say, they shut down the mill, open up the bars, and then open up the gates of the football game years ago. But all of that's changed. But, well, Mark, thanks so much for giving us all that information. And Rich will be here next weekend, next Friday, but I'll talk to you again before the season's over.
All right. Next time, you, Bruce.
Thank you. That's Mark Howland with our high school report. We mentioned brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations in Bangor, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street. And by the First, dream first because you can, First National Bank, committed to the community and by Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.